The Overwhelming Force by Beyond Today writer John LeBisonaire. In modern history, the concept of overwhelming force has been applied to warfare. For instance, during World War II, the German word Blitzkrieg, meaning lightning war, was a coordinated, rapid, and concentrated attack by tanks, infantry, artillery, and aircraft, creating an overwhelming military superiority. More recently, the Powell Doctrine, a media-created term named after U.S. General Colin Powell, emphasized overwhelming strike capabilities by the deployment of large quantities of armor, aircraft, and ground forces against Iraqi troops in Kuwait during the 1990-91 Persian Gulf War. Similarly, in a possible future conflict with the Lebanese terrorist organization Hezbollah, the Israeli military plans to counter it by launching what it calls a massive and overwhelming force. A parallel concept to overwhelming force from a defensive perspective is illustrated by the phrase peace through strength. This means that for a nation to maintain peace and discourage military assault, it must be stronger than any potential adversary. To illustrate, during a speech on March 23, 1983, U.S. President Ronald Reagan said, "We maintain the peace through our strength. Weakness only invites aggression." While these strategies apply to potential or real physical conflict between nations, they are also relevant in a divine sense to individual Christians, since Scripture explains that we are engaged in spiritual warfare. 2 Corinthians 10:4. And there is an overwhelming force available to help you handle every trial and trouble you face. Plus, there is a way you can always experience spiritual peace through strength. You shall receive power. The biblical festival of Pentecost commemorates the spectacular day when God first imparted His Holy Spirit to live within a group of people in the New Testament period. This great event is recorded in Acts 2, where 120 disciples were gathered together in Jerusalem to observe this critical annual holy day. Shortly thereafter, due to the apostles' inspired preaching, more than 3,000 people were converted, baptized, and received the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:41. Acts 4:33 exclaims, "And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." This great power, denoting God's gift of the Holy Spirit, infused the apostles and other disciples with tremendous spiritual dynamism and courage. Acts 1:8. The word power, which is translated from the Greek word dunamis, the Greek word from which we get dynamite and dynamo, indicating great power, means miraculous strength and might. It is synonymous with the English word force, which the dictionary describes as energy, power, and intensity. So the great power the disciples demonstrated after God gave them His Spirit proved to be compelling, forceful, and, yes, overwhelming. Indeed, this Spirit is the essence of God's very own indisputable, vibrant, and powerful divine nature. God's supremacy and unconditional strength is made plain throughout the Bible. The Apostle Paul described Jesus Christ as far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Ephesians 1:21. Also, the prophet Jeremiah wrote about God's tremendous authority and strength by stating, "No one is like you, Lord. You are great, and your name is mighty in power." Jeremiah 10:6, New International Version. Likewise, the author of Psalm 147 said, "Great is our Lord, and mighty in power. He is understanding and infinite." Psalm 147, 5. The embodiment of God's love. While the Holy Spirit is unquestionably God's overwhelming force, it's significantly more. It is the definitive embodiment of His flawless love, integrity, character, and righteousness. See, the Holy Spirit, a gift of God's grace, beginning on page 26. Indeed, the eternal Creator is utterly pure, completely virtuous, fully knowledgeable, entirely wise, and limitless in intelligence. To be precise, he is unequivocally perfect in every way. Psalm 18:30. Looking further into Scripture, we see how God, through His Holy Spirit, has manifested His overwhelming power as well as His personal, caring nature, most especially toward those who deeply love, honor, and obey Him. For example, Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, said, "For He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name." Luke 1:49. In addition, notice how the prophet Jeremiah described the astounding umbrella of divine protection and encouragement that God personally provided to him. "But the Lord is with me as a mighty, awesome one. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail." Jeremiah 20:11. Furthermore, the writer of Psalm 94, attributed in the Greek Septuagint to King David, expressed how God was not only rock solid, but completely reliable toward him personally. "But the Lord has become my fortress, and my God the rock in whom I take refuge." Psalm 94:22, New International Version. As God fully supported and sustained these and other servants through the overwhelming force of His Spirit, He promises to do the same for you if you love Him and are striving to do His will. God's caring and generous guarantee of assistance He offers to you is summed up in this reassuring passage. "If God is for us, who can be against us?" Romans 8:31. You can personally take immense solace in knowing that when God is on your side, no power on earth, even one that seems overwhelming, can spiritually subjugate or destroy you. Even so, because of the troubles and pressures experienced in daily life, it may appear at times that God is not there for you. The psalmist, such as David, felt this way at times in facing intense stress and persecution. Psalm 94 asks, "Lord, how long will the wicked triumph?" Psalm 94:3. But the same psalm answers this question a few verses later by stating, "For the Lord will not cast off His people, nor will He forsake His inheritance." Psalm 94:14. The Apostle Paul made a similar declaration in stating, "What will separate us from the love Christ has for us? Can trouble, distress, persecution, hunger, nakedness, danger, or violent death separate us from His love? As Scripture says, we are being killed all day long because of you. We are thought of as sheep to be slaughtered. The one who loves us gives us an overwhelming victory in all these difficulties." Romans 8:35-37, God's Word Translation. Anxious thought is unnecessary. What should this outstanding passage mean to you? It shows that you need not be burdened by negative thoughts and feelings or overpowered by any trial or trouble. This is absolutely true because you have the incontestable power of God and His deep love on your side. You can fully count on His unwavering commitment to always be with you and see you through every distress or difficulty so that you can ultimately obtain eternal life in His divine family. As David wrote, "Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Psalm 23:4. When considering this magnificent guarantee, can you see why we should all strive to overcome our anxious thoughts and worries? See Luke 12:29 and Philippians 4:6. Without a doubt, you can depend unconditionally on God who said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Hebrews 13:5. In knowing this, the Apostle Paul persistently remained empathetically optimistic even while contending with arduous trials and hardships. And you can do the same. In addition, you can, like Paul, be a loyal and zealous disciple of Jesus Christ, focusing your mind and efforts on loving and obeying God while seeking His kingdom and righteousness. Matthew 6:33. Paul summarized this vital conviction when he wrote, "For in Him we live and move and have our being." Acts 17:28. He personally accomplished this by relying not on his own paltry strength, but on the overwhelming force and the perfect guidance of his Creator. Paul also wrote, "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12:10. Paul and the Apostle Peter knew, however, that patience and endurance were absolute requirements when undergoing trials. Peter wrote, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." 1 Peter 5:6. So it's not by your doing and within your time frame, but God's. Finally, the promises and rewards that God holds out to you are astounding. You can have the overwhelming force of God's Spirit with you at all times and enjoy peace through strength because you know that God will help you in every battle you face. Philippians 4, 6-7. Plus, Jesus clearly identified what's in store for you as one of his faithful disciples in his soon coming kingdom. "And he who overcomes and keeps my word until the end, to him I will give power over the nations." Revelation 2:26. Therefore, stand firm in always maintaining your focus on the great goal of the kingdom of God, and don't allow anything to dissuade you from obtaining it. You can know with absolute certainty that God is fully willing and able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Ephesians 3:20. And what is that power? It's the overwhelming force of God's Holy Spirit. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.